Hey everybody, welcome to Module 6. This is video 5. And in this video, we're going to talk about obstacles, how we identify them, how we react to them, and what we need to do about them when they show up for us. I'm doing a 2-card reading with Woto to describe to all of us how to manage to get around an obstacle and what is it that we need to know and understand about obstacles in general. What happens when an obstacle shows up in your life? Let's imagine that a rock showed up in front of you. You're walking along, and all of a sudden, bam, you can't go any further. Well, you're going to resist that because you are no longer capable of continuing on the path that you were on. So you have to then be pushed to either take a detour, crawl over it, or whatever. And that's some really rudimentary way of describing it. But when an obstacle shows up in front of us, typically it shows up with our resistance that begins inside of us. So we resist the situation in front of us. We don't want it. And we want to keep going the way we are. And this becomes something that is somehow, you know, preventing us from moving forward, doing what we want, thinking how we do, etc. So the immediate reaction that we're going to have is resistance. So whenever you feel resistance to something, that would be what we would consider an obstacle. And what we want to find out is this obstacle there for my highest good? Am I projecting the concept of an obstacle and something that isn't one? And we really have to look at that, because as we are here in personal mastery, understanding ourselves, awakening a more of an expanded awareness, this kind of stuff comes up for us a lot as we project our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs and concepts, etc., onto the screen of the world. We're always looking outside of ourselves for proof that what we feel, think, believe, and conceive is true. Remember, we talked a lot about that a couple of videos ago. So here we have a situation where we have to work with the obstacle that shows up in front of us, whether or not it's a projection from in the internal state of resistance or whether it's a real rock, right? We want to figure out, how do we work with this thing in front of me, no matter where it came from. So I decided to do a very special kind of 2-card group reading for everybody, where both cards are anchor cards. And why I'm doing this, I'm going to read it to you. So we're looking at, what is the nature of the obstacle that I perceive? And then, what is the next right action, or the best right action, for all of us to do when a perceived obstacle prevents our growth or prevents us from moving forward? Both cards are anchor cards because what we are looking at are two sides of the same coin, right? Two sides or two faces of the same thing. So the first card is Loyal Heart in Protection. I'm going to read it from the guidebook because I think it's really useful to read. So we want to talk about resistance, about being a stubborn and tenacious attachment to an outcome. That in itself is an obstacle. So that would be the nature of your resistance, or my resistance. So I'm going to read it to you. Are you stubborn or overly tenacious about an idea? Or have you become so attached to something you just don't know how to let it go? Could it be that it's become so much a part of you that you wouldn't know who you are without it? Now is the time to look at outdated beliefs, old ideas, and misplaced loyalties. Betrayal is only a signal that it is time to prune away all that who don't deserve your trust and have your place in your life. Be new, think new, and open your heart to new things. Let go of the old and all your attachments. Spirit has awesome plans for you. Make some room. Now, not all of those things may be true for you, but the real gist of that card in Protection is that our old, outdated mode of thinking sometimes is what gets triggered when we're faced with something that seemingly, or we perceive, is preventing us from moving forward. Instead of looking at it, is there a gift in this? Is this temporary stopover here because I'm meant to learn something? We typically don't think that way. We just want to barrel forward toward our goal. And in this case, our intentions, we say, okay, so something's come up, I'm meant to look at this, and we slow down and look. Now, the second part of the question is Milk and Honey, also in Protection. I'm going to read this too. And this is also about more addictive behavior when we don't get what we want. So that's card number 51. I love these cards. You can't make this stuff up. So again, the nature of obstacles in all of us. And this one says, a nameless unease compels you to turn to pleasure and comfort as a means to escape what's really going on. It works in the moment, but only fleetingly. Before the feelings return and you need to re-up until you're exhausted, feeling worse than before, you may continue struggling. Or you may see the light and choose to surrender to spirit. right? They both of them have an antidote. Antidote. Now is the time for practicing extreme self-care. If you can, do so before you engage in behaviors you'll regret later. You're so loved, so cared for. Feel love and compassion for yourself. Turn your troubles over to the divine for healing. That's all that counts right now. So this card also reminds us that when an obstacle appears, if we try and bang it down, and if we're trying to relentlessly pursue, you know, our way through it or make it different, tell stories about it, you know, this thing happened, this is so bad, da 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 da. And whenever we go into that modus operandi, we actually stay attached to the obstacle. We don't move around it or through it or anything or over it. We're engaged and identified with the obstacle. So it's really key to always step back. Both cards are in protection. They give you, you know, on one hand, it's like, wait a sec, I got to let go of my attachments. And in this, it's that your attachments brought you to this place where, again, you have to let go. Otherwise, you get into this addictive pattern of trying to, you know, it's like doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So it's like trying to bang the obstacle away when really the truth is you just need to walk around it. So these are things to consider as you move forward, since it's our last module in personal mastery. When this comes up in your life, instead of saying like, what's going on? It's like, oh, that's interesting. And I think I'll walk around it, as opposed to like, bang, bang, which we all do at times, and likely you will still do. But this way it gives you a little bit more freedom and less agitation when an obstacle shows up, because you know it's your perception of something. If somebody came up to a rock in the road, they might have thought to themselves, okay, that's where I can go here and I'm meant to go this way. They wouldn't even think twice or even call it an obstacle, right? It's a perception. If you go, this is stopping me from moving forward. No, it's a different perception of this. So play around with this a little bit this week. I think you're going to enjoy yourself. Even if you look at, in the past, some of your experiences with your obstacles, what you did and when it made you feel uncomfortable, and then what you did when it was okay. You've probably already responded in the right way in the past, because your intuition told you, relax, move around, or I have to surrender, I can't do this alone. And that's really what we're looking at. So just remember, take a breath. Everything that we need to know, the oracles can help us navigate around obstacles, over them, under them, whatever it is that we need, the obstacle will help us see how we are responsible for our reactions and help us shift internally so that the outer world responds in kind. Now let's just recap what we talked about. So we really talked about how obstacles come from resistance within us and how that is outpictured in the outer world. We also went through, you know, a couple of examples, one being the rock and the other one being something that you resist internally, and why perception is everything. And then we did a very specific kind of two-card reading where both cards are anchor cards, because they're talking about two sides to the same coin. And we got two protection cards, Loyal Heart and Milk and Honey, that both underlined the need to release attachments to outcomes, which is always going to be the issue when it comes to obstacles. Next video is all about relationships. I'll see you in video 6.